Hello, and welcome to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These stories are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. A mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped. "Oh, oh," said the mother bird. "My baby will be here. He will want to eat. I must get something for my baby bird to eat," she said. "I will be back." So away she went. The egg jumped, it jumped, and jumped, and jumped. And out came the baby bird.
"Where's my mother?"
he said. He looked for her. He looked up. He did not see her. He looked down. He did not see her.
"I will go and I will look for her," he said.
So away he went. Down and out of the tree he went. Down, down, down. It was a long way down. The baby bird could not fly. He could not fly, but he could walk.
"Now I will go and I will find my mother," he said.
He did not know what his mother looked like. He actually walked right by her, and he did not see her. He came to a kitten.
"Are you my mother?"
he said to the kitten. The kitten just looked and looked. It did not say a thing. The kitten was not his mother, so he went on. Then he came to a hen.
"Are you my mother?"
he said to the hen.
"No," said the hen.
The kitten was not his mother. The hen was not his mother. So the baby bird walked on.
"I have to find my mother," he said. "But where is she? Where could she be?"
Then he came to a dog.
"Are you my mother?"
he said to the dog.
"I am not your mother. I am a dog," said the dog.
The kitten was not his mother. The hen was not his mother. The dog was not his mother. So the baby bird went on, and now he came to a cow.
"Are you my mother?"
he said to the cow.
"How could I be your mother?" said the cow. "I am a cow."
The kitten and the hen were not his mother. The dog and the cow were not his mother. Did he have a mother?
"I did not have a mother,"
said the baby bird.
I know I did. I think I did. I will have to find her. I will. I will."
Now the baby bird did not walk this time. He ran. Then he saw a car. Could that old thing be his mother? No, it could not. The baby bird did not stop. He ran on and on. Now he looked way, way down, and he saw a boat.
"There she is,"
said the baby bird. He called to the boat, but the boat did not stop. The boat just went on away. He looked way, way up, and he saw a great big plane.
"Here I am, Mother! Here I am!"
he called out. But the plane did not stop. It went on. And then the baby bird saw this great, big, huge thing.
"This must be my mother! There she is, he said. There is my mother." He ran right up to it. "Mother, mother, here I am," he said to the great big thingamajig. But the big thingamajig just snorted. "Oh, you are not my mother," said the baby bird. "You are Snort. I have to get out of here and find my mother." But the baby bird could not get away. The snort went up and up and up, and up went the baby right along with it. But now, where was the snort going? "Oh, oh, what is this snort going to do to me? Get me out of here." Just then, the snort came to a stop. "Where am I? Where am I?" said the bird. "I want to go home. I want my mother." Then something happened. The snort put that baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then, the mother bird came back to the tree. "Do you know who I am?" she said to her baby. "Yes, I know who you are," said the baby bird. "You are not a kitten. You are not a hen. You are not a dog. You are not a cow. You are not a boat or a plane or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother." The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you'll join me again next week for another story or two. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslyns@gmail.com. That's mamaroslyns@gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. If there's a song in your heart, sing it. If there's love in your soul, show it. If there are dreams in your mind, chase them. Your life is meant for living. Don't ever be afraid to share the real you. And as always, my friends, until next time, be blessed.